Rear Admiral Philip Collum could be excused for his enthusiasm in describing the moment that an experimental Navy ship recently conducted a full-throttle test run using a 50-50 mix of biofuel and traditional diesel fuel.
By running that RCBX at its maximum power and throughout that test, that was a Wright Brothers moment for the Navy.
The RCBX that Admiral Collum refers to is an experimental 49-foot riverine command boat, which the Navy one day hopes to use for patrols in rivers and shallow bays. He says it's an ideal place for them to begin testing the use of alternative fuels in all Navy ships.
The RCBX fits into that because it was an experimental ship that was being run on prototype fuel. The prototype fuel was a 50-50 blend of an algae-based biofuel, and the other 50% was normal petroleum. It's a drop-in replacement fuel, and what that means is it's invisible to the operator. It looks, smells, and acts like petroleum, yet its feedstock, where it comes from, is a biofuel.
Collum told a reporter conference call that the full-throttle biofuel test of the RCBX took place last Friday, October 22nd, at the Norfolk, Virginia Naval Base.
The vessel ran 44.5 knots, which is above the normally top-rated speed of 43 knots, and performed fine. I talked to the coxswain, who was sitting next to me, and he indicated that it ran, Mr. Ray Cooley, and said it ran just fine. He didn't know the difference between when it had a full load of petroleum or this biofuel load that he was running as part of these tests.
The successful test of the alternative fuel river patrol boat comes almost 1 year to the day that Navy Secretary Ray Mabus laid out for the Navy and Marine Corps 5 ambitious steps for energy conservation at the Navy Energy Forum in McLean. Among those goals, creating by 2012 a green strike group tasked with developing next-generation nuclear vessels and ships powered by biofuels, and deploying that fleet by 2016. Collum says energy conservation has to work hand-in-hand with the needs of the warfighter.
Now, by having reliable and abundant alternate sources of energy, we're no longer held hostage by any one source of energy. But energy conservation is a key thing that extends our tactical range of our forces and also preserves precious resources for the Navy and for the nation.
Initially, the first supplies of the experimental biodiesel fuel cost as much as $400 a gallon. But with time, that price is now down to around $60 a gallon. Collum explains that by diving into the use of alternative biofuels today, the Navy can look ahead to a day when its ships will need to refuel in foreign ports of call, where an economic advantage will go to the ships and planes that can use the increasingly popular biofuel.
The aviation industry is very keen about using these as well, because they know that when they fly overseas, they may need to be using biofuels, or they will end up paying carbon taxes in other parts of the world. Other companies, the aircraft manufacturing companies, are also hard at work making sure that their aircraft will function on these things as well.
The Navy isn't the only branch of the military testing alternative fuels. Collum says representatives from the Coast Guard and the Air Force are also working closely with the Navy's Task Force Energy, because the Coast Guard also uses ships and the Air Force depends on a fleet of aircraft. And Collum tells Federal News Radio that with the successful test of the RCBX on biodiesel under their wing, the Navy will expand the test to larger ships of the fleet.
The next big step that we make is in terms of Cummins diesels, a 250-hour test that we'll be doing on a Cummins diesel. And then after that, the next series of tests that we'll do will be on a Rolls-Royce. It's an Allison 501K gas turbine engine. We use those engines to provide electrical power for the vast majority of our surface combatant surface ships.
Collum goes on to explain that the Allison gas turbines use the same engine technology as the larger gas turbines used to power much larger vessels.
The one that we use the most on surface ships is something called an LM2500 made by General Electric, and that's kind of the biggest marine gas turbine engine that we generally use throughout our surface fleet. But if we certify the Allison as third step after the diesels on the RCBX, that will in turn be able to help us certify the LM2500, which then certifies frigates, destroyers, and cruisers.
But Admiral Collum says that before they begin testing the use of biofuels in larger ships, the Navy's Task Force Energy will, within the next few weeks, turn its attention to testing the use of biofuels in one of its workhorse aircraft, the Sikorsky H-60 Seahawk helicopter, normally used at sea as part of anti-submarine warfare. Collum says the algae mix biofuel has been certified and now awaits only in-flight testing. Reporting from Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.